Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. I have made a mad dash through our building from our normal Vermont Edition studio to our wood-floored and spacious performance studio, where Burlington musician Lowell Thompson and his band have been setting up all morning to perform live for us today. Lowell, thank you so much to you and to the band for being here today. It's a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks for having us.
So can you just kick us off with a song from your new album, Stranger's Advice?
Sure. Hey, yes, sing's on.
You can talk about the blues, but just don't talk like you got them. And please don't tell me about your heart or where it went wrong. I got a couple days left, but you want it after. I just wanna go to bed. I spoke, well, I made you feel tired, so we painted in the rain just to watch it drip down. Opened up your drawers just to watch me admire all the secrets that you keep. I've been keeping some too.
That's Lately I'm Down by Lowell Thompson, performing live in our studio today here on Vermont Edition. Lowell, please introduce us to your band.
On our left, we have Mr. Brett Lanier playing the pedal steel guitar. Yes, that's what it is. There it is. Kirk Flanagan playing bass. Steve Hatica behind me playing the drums. And that's Mr. Leon Campos playing the piano.
A lot of familiar faces here in the studio today. Lowell, I love that line at the beginning of the song. You can talk about the blues, but please don't talk like you've got them. A little bit of a defensive posture there. Are the blues something you're pretty familiar with?
The blues, I'm wearing a blue shirt.
Not so quite the type of blues I was thinking of.
I like to think we're all vaguely familiar with the blues, I'd say.
So why can somebody else not talk about them and you got them? Sound like, you know, in that song at least, the characters got them bad.
I think it's more kind of telling someone that might complain too much to stop complaining. That's more what I meant by that line, I think. I guess, just getting sort of tired of the chit-chat.
You have played everything in your career from, you know, punk to alt country, and you say that the thing that has always stuck is how the songs speak to you. So when you're writing a song, does the kind of melody and the genre that the song might fit into come to you as you're writing the song, or do you try to pick a lane?
You know, I really, there's no preferred method. It's, I'd say every song is different, and it's one of those things I don't look into too much and question. It's sort of, if it's working, it's working, and if it's not, it's pretty clear that it's not. But it's one of those things where I'm not someone who writes all the time. When I have a place and no one's home, I'll try and do that, and if it works, I'll keep chasing it. But yeah, it's one of those things. It's when it's one that usually ends up sticking around, it just kind of happens. And I don't like to look into it too deeply, because then it's like, oh, well, yeah.
Ruins the magic.
Maybe.
So then when it comes to putting together an album like Stranger's Advice, do you have to tweak things to have some sort of continuity in the album?
I think with albums, I definitely like to have at least a continuity where the songs all seem to fit together, which is, the mic, right. Let's use the mic more. That's important. Yeah, in today's music world, there's a lot less focus on the album, but for this past record for us, the idea was to have a collection of songs, and we got rid of some songs as well, but I try to do that with whatever kind of record we're making, just make sure there's a sequence, and that's really important to me and a lot of other people. I mean, you know, sometimes, actually I was talking to Rick the other day about if you put something into iTunes and it just shuffles it automatically sometimes for you, and that kind of ruins the sequencing that the artist might have done. So if you're listening, iTunes, stop doing that.
Well, did you put a sequence together for us? What are you going to play for us next?
The next one we're going to do is a song called Different Name. It's a one to depress you even more, if you'd like. Well, I'm stumbling, just looking for a sign. Well, I'm backwards, I'm a man, the stitch is outside. So do it over again, or leave it alone. Or make the backyard ghost the one that you were trying to fix it for. 'Cause even these tears run away. Yeah, even these tears run away. Well, I saw you had your chance to drive it on your own. I was leaning up against another one that had been sold. And now you lay down in the dark. Did you blame your pride? You got your friends, your family, your lovers. It's not a past you leave inside. It's easy.
at the fool down on the floor. It's a rich kid's game. As she moves along, she does it with grace. She won't fight or cause a war, cause there's no one to blame. Well, I knew it was a sham for such a pretty dream. So let's fall back to earth and love under a different name.
That was Lowell Thompson performing Different Name from his new album, Stranger's Advice. Lowell, last year you toured with Graham Parker and The Rumor, and I understand that in the new year you're going to be touring with Kelly Raven, another local artist who's been here on the show, mm-hmm. and you're going to be heading to Philadelphia, through New York, New Hampshire. Do you like going on tour?
It depends. There's times when it's great, and there's most times that it's not great, but it's fun being with your pals as long as everyone wants to be there. When people don't want to be there, it's not as much fun.
Who doesn't want to be there?
Well, I guess that would be Steve sometimes.
Steve's being called out, and no Mike to defend himself.
I could have said anybody. He was closest.
You grew up in Vermont, in Shelburne and in Burlington. Then you went out west. Then you came back to UVM. So what keeps drawing you back to Vermont?
It's home. I mean, I have a lot of family here, and there's something special that always kind of draws you back in. It's definitely a magnet of sorts, and a lot of other places don't have that ability. I know a lot of friends that, you know, move away from the places they grow up, and there's something special that I know all of us Vermonters know about, and people that come here from other places. So it's one of those things. It's good to go away, but it's always great to come back as well.
Well, I want to hear one more song, but before we do, I want to say a thank you to John Billingsley and Chris Albertine for engineering this performance. And I want to remind our listeners that our annual music show is actually coming up this Friday. We're doing things a little differently this year. Instead of asking for your top song that came out during the past 12 months, we want to know about a song, any song that felt like a soundtrack to your year. So you can tell us about the song and why it mattered to you. Record yourself on your smartphone, send the audio file to vermontedition@vpr.net, and then tune in on Friday. I'm Jane Lindholm. Thanks very much for listening. Lowell Thompson, the whole band, thank you guys so much for performing. And please take us away with Make Your Mark.
Thanks, Jane. Check. Hey, just going to see if it gets that monitor on. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Thanks, pal.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Have you had enough? Do you wanna break my finger every time that they touch your cold hard skin? Do you hate the sound? Do you hate the song you're singing when I come around just to pick you up?